From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Reports of a Category 2 rating for Jamaica's Federal Aviation Authority. Air Jamaica says routes into the Eastern Caribbean won't be affected. Electoral preparations for Guyana's 1997 general elections are behind schedule. And two injury-hit West Indies fast bowlers forced to return home. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Reports that the U.S. Federal Aviation Authority have failed to give Jamaica's aviation body a Category 1 rating have been denied by the Jamaican government today. A spokesperson in the Jamaica's Ministry of Public Utilities says the United States FAA rating should be known within the next few weeks. Earlier this month, the national airline Air Jamaica said it had received final clearance to begin its scheduled services to the Eastern Caribbean next month. A short while ago, I asked the airline's sales director, Richard Liu, how this latest report of a lowered category ties in with scheduled services to the Eastern Caribbean next month.
The Eastern Caribbean routes are outside of the FAA audit simply because we are using leased equipment on that route. We have two MD-83s that we are flying on that route that we have leased from an American airline company.
So are the two linked, or are they separate issues?
No, separate issues. Those flights are not coming into Jamaica also. And we're also flying out of a route that we already have authority to fly on.
Well, the government in Kingston says the Category 2 rating suggestions are wrong, and it is still awaiting word from the FAA. Is it worrying for Air Jamaica at all?
Well, we have not gotten official word from the FAA yet either, so that's why we are not making any official comment on the situation, because we have not gotten anything from them yet.